you can be seated.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, I was in a service years ago on a Wednesday night. Wasn't a whole lot of people in church on Wednesday night. The pastor, he began to say that somebody in the room needed a miracle. And praise God. And without a whole lot of activity, without a whole lot of anything going on, I ended up in the prayer line. And this is the interesting thing. I have been prayed for so many times about the situation I was sharing. I didn't know I was going to share it again. I was sharing with some people just before church. I had already, I know this is going to sound strange what I'm about to say, but I had already accepted that what I was bound with, I was bound and it was mine. I don't know how I got there. I'm just telling you. I just thought, well, you know what? I'm bound by this. This evidently is part of it. Here's the interesting thing. So they asked me to come up and pray. Come up here, we want to pray for you. Honestly. I am ashamed to tell you this. I went up with the stinkiest attitude that you could have. I did not believe God for a miracle, and I said this on the way up. Oh, well, I might as well let him pray for me. Everybody else has. I might as well let him pray too. Bless his heart. That night was a miracle Wednesday night. I tell you, God supernaturally delivered me, I tell you, from some things that I had been bound with for years. A Wednesday night, I had no inspiration. I didn't even know God would even move on me. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because I believe that tonight you can have a miracle. And then when I began to praise the Lord, my miracle came. I have seen miracles come while we praise the Lord. Let me tell you another one. I don't know why I'm here. Let me tell you another one, because I need to tell you. So my wife's mother, Carol, she fell into deep, dark depression. And I mean most unusual depression. I'm telling you, that girl, if you was around, I say girl, that lady, she could suck the life right out of you. She was depressed. We didn't know what was going to do. And John, we went over to your dad's house. I won't never forget it. And we sat down and we was talking. And all of a sudden, Carol said this to the pastor. I don't think that I believe in God anymore. I've been believing him for many years, and I don't believe God no more. I'm sorry to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. He threw his hands up. I thought, my, what? I'm confused. He threw his hand up and began to praise the Lord and said, you know, praise God, Mama. Your faith ain't in your faith no more. Now we can have faith in God. And I said, what? And she said, what did you say? And when he said it again, she raised her hands. Listen, I tell you, while we was praising God, something broke off of that woman, and we praised God, I guess, for 45 minutes, crying, praising God, just thanking God, just thanking God. She got a miracle while we was praising God. One more. I tell you what, I praise God for miracles. I was standing in the church. I had been seeking the Holy Spirit, and I already had decided that evidently the Holy Spirit is not for me. It must be for Pentecostals. I'm not a Pentecostal. I don't even have any church history. I'm not Baptist. I'm not Pentecostal. I'm not nothing. I'm a heathen. And I guess heathens don't get baptized with the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But I just know this. I was standing at the altar. I thought we was all praising God. I heard everybody praising the Lord. So I began to raise my hands, Jason. I began to praise God. And I praised God. And I praised God. And I praised God. And I didn't know everybody left. There was nobody left in the church but one elderly lady sitting behind me. And I was like, what brought me back? I know this sounds odd. I saw myself standing at the altar. I don't know how to explain this to you. I cannot. I'm just telling you what happened. And all of a sudden, it scared me so bad. I thought, what in the world is going on? How can I see myself standing at the altar? So I stopped and I turned and I, where is everybody at? Oh, they're all gone. What is going on? Oh, you have been speaking in the most beautiful language I have ever heard. My God. I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and all I was doing was sitting there. Nobody praying over me. Nobody, yeah, 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 peanut butter, jump on one foot, jump up, tie my bow. None of that. Nobody had to try to tie my tongue. I just tell you, my God, the Holy Spirit filled me. Oh, miracles. Miracles can happen. Oh, I got to stay in bounds. I have boundaries now. I have been told, and I got to stay in bounds. I want to share with you, listen to me, something the Lord's really laid on my heart. And but beloved, but Lord, I just want to say to you, what are you going to do tonight? Lord, these are your people. And Lord, you certainly have our permission, my God, to do anything that you want to do. And Lord, I know this about you. You're ordinarily supernatural. You just ordinarily supernatural, and that's who you are. And we praise you for that, my God. So, Lord, minister to your people by your Spirit, oh Lord. And I praise you for it. Yes. Yes and amen. Yes. Yes and amen. Praise God. Honey, do me a favor. Go see where my boy's at. Get him back in church. Praise God. So let me go ahead and share what is on my heart. It's a psalm. This is interesting to me. This psalm is in Psalm 117. It's a short psalm. And they don't know who wrote the psalm, but they know it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. We know this, all word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. But this psalm, I want to read it to you, because this psalm was given way before the Christ, the Messiah. And I want you to know something about Thanksgiving, praise and Thanksgiving. I want you to know this. Praise is a supernatural response to natural circumstances. You're going to have to get that in your knower. You're going to have to get that in your spirit. You need to get that down in your mind. I know sometimes you don't feel like praising God. Listen. There's going to be times by act of your own will that you'll have to raise your hands by act of your own will. And I tell you what, you'll have to say, you know, God, I'm going to praise you anyway. You may feel dry. You may feel dried up. You may feel like the heavens are brass. There's times by an act of faith out of your own will, I'm just going to praise the Lord. And I tell you, you now have embarked, if you would, or you're now responding to natural circumstances in a supernatural way. You need to get that down in your spirit, because I tell you, that'll help you when you ain't sitting in church. When we sitting in church and the anointing is here and the anointing is flowing, and sometimes you can sit in church and everybody's being blessed and you don't know what in the world's going on because you don't feel nothing. You feel like, what in the world? I got to get on. We got stuff to do. Let me go ahead and read this, because I want you to see this. It says, praise the Lord, all nations. I didn't give y'all, well, praise God. Man, you Johnny on the spot. Man, you my horse if you don't never get to race. All right. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all people. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. His faithfulness, his mercy, oh, it endures forever. His steadfast love for you. I know you can beat yourself up over your shortcomings. I know that. I know you can beat yourself up over some of the things that you know you could quit doing and you still doing. I know some of us are stubborn as a mule. I know. But I tell you, his love is steadfast. He loves you. I tell you, it's a steadfast love. I tell you, he loves you. Do you know he loved you? I know you know this, but let me tell you again. He loved you before you ever loved him. He died on the cross while we was yet still sinners. Think of that. That's love, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And so I want you to know something about the love of God. I want you to understand something. Oh, my goodness. The mercy, the kindness of our Lord. It prevails over sin. It prevails over Satan. It prevails over death. It prevails over hell. That's love. Yes. I tell you, he loves you. It prevails. I want to say it again. Over sin, death, hell. It prevails over Satan. His love. It prevails. No wonder he says, listen, when all has passed away, when heaven and earth has passed away, that love of God, love will never end. The love of God will never end. So you know that, don't you? But his, over sin, love prevails. You know, love will cover a multitude of sins, won't it? Show his great and his faithfulness. His faithfulness. God is faithful to his words, to his promises, whether we ever experience them or not. Yes. I had a phone call last night. A lady was just pouring out her heart, and she was saying, I've been trusting God for some things, deliverance in our family, over. But I'm weary and I'm tired and I'm depressed. And to be honest with you, I'm ready to throw in a towel. And I said, well, why are you ready to throw in a towel? I'm just, what's going on? And well, he has gotten worse than he's ever been. I can't even get along with him anymore. I said, hold on a minute. Let me be sure that we're clear. If you was not being effective, Satan wouldn't be playing in your sandbox. He wouldn't care. But I tell you, he's under conviction of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, you need to hang on. You're about to get a breakthrough. I'm not trying to play on words. Listen to me. If the devil starts trying his best to discourage you and turn you, oh, am I getting out of my boundaries? You've got to understand. My God, evidently, your faith is getting through, beloved. You're breaking through. It's worse than it's ever been. Isn't it always darkest just before dawn? Come on. Come on. Listen, the promises are yay and amen. We can't quit believing God. They're yay and amen. You can't quit believing God. What are you going to turn when you quit believing God? Where will you go? There's nowhere for you to go. Keep believing God. Keep believing God. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, can you imagine the woman with the issue of blood, how she must have felt? She done spent everything. Oh, she's done everything she know to do. She's done seen every specialist that they had. She's done spent all that she had. And she's not even supposed to be out in public. Can you imagine how this woman must feel? But if I just touch the hem of his garment, you can't quit trusting God, beloved. He's the most wonderful. He says it's great. Is his steadfast love toward us. His faithfulness. Oh, the faithfulness. His faithfulness endures forever. Oh, my goodness, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Could I get a couple of men just to come up, if you would, while I'm going to keep ministering here. But would a couple of you just take the elements and, yes, Sammy, and, yeah, Roger, thank you. And if y'all would, just start dispersing. Everybody that will, in just a minute, I want to have communion. So y'all just disperse them and let me just continue on. And I praise God. The reason that I wanted to share this short psalm with you is because the Lord's faithfulness endures forever. God will never be guilty of not being faithful. God will never be guilty. God will never lie. God will never break a promise. God will never depress you. Oh, beloved, God is the real deal. God is the real. Listen, people can hurt you. But God, I want you to understand something. Even his faithfulness to you, even when you're sick, even if you're broke, even go down your list. Beloved, I just want you to understand something about God. Let me say this. I want you to understand something about his promises. The more desperate the disease or the sickness, think about it. The more desperate. How about if I say it this way? The more sick, the more diseased, you reach a place where you think there's no hope. But I want you to understand something. The greater the glory of your great physician. Because he is faithful. So the more broken, the more, the greater the glory. As odd as this sounds, thank God he heals a headache. Thank God. Thank God he can heal a toothache. Thank God he can heal a toothache. Thank God he can heal cancer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God he can keep you in your right mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Thank God. It's nothing too hard for God. And so this thankfulness, listen. For Christians, I know it's the Thanksgiving season. You know, Thanksgiving for a lot of people can mean a lot of different things. Some people have lost loved ones, and Thanksgiving can mean something totally different to them. Thanksgiving is something Christians do year-round. We're thankful. We're thankful. The creator of the universe, my God, has chosen us. We're thankful. So praise the Lord. So thankfulness. So, praise God. Let me go over 1 Corinthians. I want to read something to you because I want you to get this down and you know her. Praise God. Paul, it still has something to do with thankfulness. I tell you, Jesus Christ came. He gave his life. He died for you and me. He died a horrific death. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. My God. Wounded. Oh, my God. think of that. Think of his faithfulness. Beloved, he loves you. His promises are yea and amen. And so he wants us to remember him. He wants us to remember his death. He wants us to partake. Think of that. Let me read something to you. Paul in 1 Corinthians, he says this. Let me get one of them. Where are you? There, brothers. He said, is it all of them gone? Have you got one, Roger? Here, brother. Here. Please. Take it. Has everybody got one? Everybody's got? Okay. Praise God. Everybody that wants one's got one. Yes? Okay. So, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and it's not two different messages, it's the same message. He's talking about the Lord's Supper. And I want to start out with verse 27. This is chapter 11 of Corinthians. And he said, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a person examine himself then and so eat. So let a person examine himself then and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So for just a minute, let's bow our heads. I want to give you just a moment of silence, and I want you to judge yourself. My God. I want you to be willing to repent if you feel that you are unworthy to partake of this communion. Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me of anything. The only way that I can be worthy is your blood. The only thing makes me worthy is your righteousness, your holiness, your forgiveness, your mercy, your kindness, the salvation of the Lord. You make us worthy. Paul said, for I received this from the Lord, what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So we'll just raise the bread, the little piece of cracker that represents the bread, represents the body. It's just a symbol, guys. But I want you to understand something. You're about to take his body into your body, if you would. It's just a symbol. I get it. It's not his actual body. But listen, by faith, we're going to remember him. Let's take the body. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name. Beloved, anything can happen when you take, by faith, his body into your body. Oh, Glenda used to say, and she still says, this is a healing. Oh, praise God. Then, in the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink. Drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Beloved, let's drink from the cup. Oh, praise God. Listen, won't you lift your hands? Just thank God. Oh, we remember you, oh Lord. We take your body. We take this blood, this new covenant, oh God, into our bodies. Oh, it's the healing meal. Yeah. The healing meal. Oh, glory. Won't you stand to your feet, beloved? Praise God. If you stand to your feet and begin to thank the Lord, I tell you, anything can happen. Anything can happen because we thank you, Lord. We remember you, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, oh Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Yes. Sherry, could you sing it a cappella? I don't know. I was wanting to sing a while ago. He was wounded for our transgressions. If you know it, sing it with my wife. To bruise our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Let's sing it one more time. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrow, and by his stripes we. Oh, I'm healed. Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We just wanted to come tonight, gather around you, tell you again, we love you. We adore you. We love you. We honor you. Oh, my God. And so I just thank you for every family here. Lord, I pray blessings on them. Oh, my God. Oh, I pray blessings on them as they go their different ways. Lord, I pray that you'd encamp angels around. Many of them going to be traveling to and fro, here and there, oh my God. Encamp angels round about. Oh, traveling mercies. Angels, oh my God. Warring angels, ministering angels, protecting angels. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh my God. There's more for us than against us. Praise the Lord. So Father God, I just pray blessings on your people in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Why don't you turn, tell somebody you love them. Praise God. And, well, happy Thanksgiving. How about that? Praise God.